So as we continue to rejoice, let's do it with some music. You ready for Lauren Metcher and Mike Frost again?
precious day.
Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And believe me when I say I'm glad you are with us. That's right, with us, because I have two guests in the house. Some of you know that we have been just building this relationship off and on for a few years now. Some of you who are just joining me will just be finding out that we have this great relationship with two great people whom I love dearly, Mike Frost and Lauren Metcha. And you have been hearing the beautiful golden vocals of Lauren, debuting her debut CD, Inside Your Eyes. And I'm telling you what, I really did not have any idea that I would like a take on Herbie Hancock's Butterfly combined with lyrics so great, but this is wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us here today.
Our pleasure, Lauren and Mike. And please, let me know, how's life been treating you since the last time we saw each other?
Wow. Well, Carl, life is good. Things are wonderful, and we've been really working hard on our music, and the CD is definitely a great representation of what we've been focusing on in the last year or so.
So you all have been pretty busy.
We've been very busy. We were on the West Coast. I think it was last month. We were in Las Vegas, and we also played at the Newport Food and Wine Festival in Newport Beach, California, and that was a blast.
Awesome.
And, you know, we were on the bill with James Torme, which
awesome.
We just
I think it was just last weekend that we played the South Carolina Jazz Festival in Sherrill, which is the birthplace of Dizzy Gillespie, and we celebrated there. And we ran into James Torme again, and
James Torme
did some tunes with him. It was a lot of fun.
Dizzy Gillespie played in this room, PD's Ice House, which is it's just a little place in Sherrill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where he used to play all the time. So we played in the same room that he was playing in. And James Torme came down, and he just kept coming back up on the stage with us.
Yeah.
We just kept pulling him in, and we just tore the house down. I mean, it was just incredible concert that was.
And the fact that he couldn't stay off the stage. You all were playing. He had to keep coming back up to join.
Do you know what really pulled him in, too?
What's that?
We did Ain't No Sunshine, where he came
right
up and we killed him. And then he left the stage. He's like, oh, it's cool. We started doing Butterfly.
Right, that
the
was
CD,
the song.
Right? And at the end of Butterfly, we do this vamp thing live with it where it's going through the section. And he came up. He was doing this dance in front of us on the stage, and I was waving him on. He came up and scattered over the end part of it, which was really, really pretty
awesome.
That
was cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, just real spontaneous and just really neat moment.
In the moment.
Yeah.
His dad would have been proud of him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can imagine. And you know what? It always amazes me. It fascinates me when I see that kind of impromptu element of a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is not a part of the concert. They're not with the group. But they can flow. And they're allowed to come up there and just join in with what the group is doing. It amazes me. I was watching Anita Baker in concert. And B.B. Winans was at the concert. He was just sitting down with everyone else, listening and enjoying it. And she called for a mic and had him come up and sing with her.
Yeah.
And with no rehearsal, they just started singing together. It was awesome. I can imagine what it was for Mr. Torme to have joined you all, and you weren't really expecting it.
Oh, the whole place went crazy. Because we had them pumped up already. We were pumping them up, and then when James came in and joined us, it was just really it was over the off the charts. You know.
Are you still giving lessons?
Oh yes,
with
sir.
The bass?
Yes, sir.
Mike Frost. Those of you know what? In fact, let me back up just a little bit. I guess I'm probably being a little unfair to some of the people who may not have heard any of our previous discussions. If you would, Mike, tell people some more about who you are, what you do, and from there, how you came to meet the lovely Lauren.
Well, I'm originally from New York, and I've been here about 8 years and moved down here. I've played with a lot of different people and toured throughout the United States. I've also been teaching music. I teach music on Skype. So I have students like in California and New York and everything, and I'm teaching them all from here. Also, I have students that come to my studio and I teach them also. I teach guitar, bass, music theory. And I'm a band leader. I have my own band, which the Mike Frost Band, featuring Lauren Mecha, which we're playing. We play like 3 to 4, you know, performances per week, usually. I have several CDs out, and this latest CD, Inside Your Eyes, is what we're celebrating at the moment, which is really Lauren's debut CD. So that's kind of a quick overview of what I've been up to and what I'm doing.
And you're the one who introduced me to Lauren Mecha. Mm-hmm. Her last name, by the way, ladies is and gentlemen, is capital M-E. I like to throw that capital in there. Capital M-E-C-C-I-A. Just in case you're trying to envision that in your minds, Lauren Mecha. And Lauren, you are into music in quite a few different angles as well.
Right. Yeah, I grew up in South Carolina. I went to the University of South Carolina, and I studied primarily classical saxophone. And that was my focus for a lot of years. And I toured for a while with the classical saxophone quartet and played orchestras and things like that. And at the same time, all that was going on, I was also playing jazz and really loving that. And so just in the last few years, that's really been my focus. And also, the voice has become a big focus for me. And it really wasn't my original direction in music, although I've always sang. And I think, you know, that was my first instrument, of course, you know, when I was really young. So Mike has helped me a lot, you know, and kind of gave me a platform where I could perform a lot with his band, and which is, you know, we've kind of become partners in this, in the music that we do, which has been really cool. So we were just excited to put it all together in this CD with all the vocals and everything.
And you mentioned that your training started out classical saxophone.
Right.
You're doing the jazz. Is there any marriage there where one helps you with the other,
Classical
to jazz and vice versa?
So much. I think it's tremendous. For me, the idea of sound and tone is so central. And, you know, I'll have people say, when I hear you sing, it sounds like your saxophone. And when you hear you play your saxophone, it sounds like your voice. And I think that that's really a good observation, because it all comes from the same kind of concept of musical sound, and the instrument is different, but just as far as a tone and, like, you know, just like kind of a purity of sound, that's what I'm really into. So I'm always really happy when people hear that in either of my instruments when I play or sing.
Yeah. And because that was going to be my next question. Does a saxophone lend itself to your singing and vice versa?
Yeah.
Of course, the most obvious thing that comes to my mind is the breathing.
Right.
You're having to do a lot of that for both.
That's definitely true, yeah. And it's a lot of the same concepts of breathing, and the method of producing sound, of course, is a little bit different, but the idea of the breath support, it all carries over. The idea of intonation and just singing and playing in tune, I think for any singer, it's important to have some kind of instrument that you play. For a lot of singers, it's the piano, maybe guitar. To me, I think it doesn't matter what the instrument, if it's bass or a trumpet or whatever it is. But to have some kind of familiarity with an instrument, it just teaches you so much about the theory of music and, you know, knowing scales and all these kinds of things. I think it's great to have a reference for your voice mm-hmm. when you practice also.
Yeah.
So it's been, it's all the same thing to me, whether it's saxophone or voice or all that does tie together, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm featuring for them for just a moment one of the first songs that you sang for us. Let me let you hear this.
Okay.
See if we can bring back some memories.
Oh, that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that followed me all through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Wow.
Well,
yes, indeed. I had to play that for the people who heard us before.
Yeah.
Because, again, this is one of the songs that we feature, and I tell you, I love the way you do that.
Thank you.
Of course, we get to hear Mr. Frost doing his thing on the bass.
That's right.
Really, really helping to move that song along.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love that. I love a version of that song.
Yeah, you know, and that was your idea. I think Mike was on tour. I think you were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas.
And he was, I guess, in the hotel room, right? And calls me up and says, okay, I have this idea. I think I might have said at one point I wanted to sing that song. And he got to working on it right away. And he calls and he's trying to play on the phone. And I'm like, I can't hear. I don't know.
Yeah, I was all excited. I wanted to share it with her because yeah. I heard the whole arrangement.
Yeah.
And I was, I went and kind of, you know, arranged the whole piece in my mind, and I was finding it on my instrument, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got it down and I got the feel, because a lot of times it, you know, for me it's about feel.
Uh-huh.
Creating feel. I like creating textures in introductions of pieces of music. I want to create moods that are setting the listener in a certain place, and then taking them into the tune and through a journey. It's a storyline. And then also on the out of the tune, you know, giving them like the end of the story. And just, it's very important for me. And I'm very much, have been drawn into arranging music. And that was definitely one that was right on target for Lauren, you know.
When we come back, can you talk to us about the how-tos when it comes to arranging?
I certainly will try.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Music 101 with Mike Frost and Lauren Metchin. We'll be right back. Won't you come out tonight and take